Welcome to everybody's favorite talk show, Hanging with Satan. And here is your host, Satan.
Hello, everyone. It's so good to be back. This week, I'd like to talk about a special product that I hold near and dear to my heart. If you love the paranormal, if you love cryptozoology, then you need this product coming to your door every month. It is called Cryptic Crate. Yes, Cryptic Crate. You can get books, t-shirts, stickers, you may even get bottle openers, socks, beanies, DVDs, CDs, all kinds of cool stuff. So all you need to do is go to CrypticCrate.com and subscribe to this awesome monthly subscription service. But that's not it. If you use promo code SECRETPOD, you can help save 10% off of your first crate. Not only that, but Cryptic Crate is a sponsor of the show. So every time you order using the promo code SECRETPOD, we get a little kickback to help support the show. So get something good for yourself and support the show. Now let's get back to our regularly scheduled programming.
This podcast is part of the Dark Myths Collective. Visit darkmyths.org to discover more shows like this one. The darkness awaits.
Gentlemen, and welcome to the show. This is a podcast about the strange and unusual, the secret conspiracies, the fringe, and the supernatural. This is a show where we do little to no research on our topics. We are not professionals in any field except speculation. This is the Secret Transmission Podcast, and today we're going to be talking about I am your host, Toby, and alongside me are the usual suspects,
Rudy,
Kristen,
and today we have some special guests from Springfield, Texas, or Missouri, or
Illinois,
Saskatchewan.
Please introduce yourself, guys.
I am Miles, aka Mr. Most Days Off from the Best Darn Diddler Review Show, alongside my co-host and partner in crime.
Wait, they invited you to this thing? Why am I even here then? This is Richie the Whiz Kid. Your two favorite hosts from Secret Transpod.
Yes.
That's right. We've actually taken the show over before, which was a really, really awesome time. Again, thank you guys.
Yeah.
For giving us that opportunity. That was a lot of fun.
I believe y'all helped us out of a bind because we slacked on our podcasting duties for the week.
Glad it could be mutually beneficial because we still think back on that week with just a lot of joy. That was a lot of fun just because we're so used to talking about cartoons, and it gave us the opportunity to talk about something else that we both have a lot of fun discussing. So yeah, it was good.
Well, on that note, do you want to tell us what your show is about in case someone missed the takeover that you guys did a while back?
Our show's about The Simpsons.
That's the short answer. Yep, yeah, yep. Pretty much. I mean, that covers it for the most part. But yeah, it's each week we go back and we review. We're going through the whole series in chronological order. Right now we're in season 5, and I'd say the thing that kind of separates us from the rest of the pack is what,
from the animals.
Yeah, from that is what we like to do on our show is discuss our reflection upon the episodes as an adult versus as a kid, because a lot of these episodes, not all of them, but a lot of these episodes, Richie and I haven't actually watched since we were younger, like in like high school, college age, but you know, it's been at least 5 to 10 years for sometimes longer for some of these episodes since we've actually gotten a chance to see them, and getting to compare our thoughts as adults now with a little, or arguably adults. We're not really adults, but we're kind of adults compared to what we used to be.
Fake it till we make it.
Fake it till you make it. That's the motto of the show. But so yeah, just getting to compare and contrast our thoughts now versus our thoughts as kids is a lot of what the show's about. And we get real cool guests. We've had a couple of Simpsons writers on the show. We've had Carolyn Omine, who is a lot of fun, and Michael Price, who is actually now the creator of the show with Bill Burr on Netflix, F is for Family, which is fantastic. And he told a lot of really cool stories about that show along with The Simpsons when he was on our show.
So that's why I gave the short answer.
and your show's on iTunes and what other places?
Dude, if you're listening to this, you know how to listen to podcasts. if it's a place that you listen to a podcast, just look for Best Darn Diddly. That's DIDDLY. And you're going to find us with some great looking logos designed by the man of the hour right now, Toby, whose birthday we're celebrating today, yes. By the way.
Yes, this is a little peek behind the curtain, but we are celebrating my birthday a little bit early. This is the only chance we're getting to
Toby's already drunk.
Yeah, not quite. So you guys will be joining us on this episode where we're actually going to be talking about The Simpsons, and also on the next episode. So people are going to get a double dose of you guys.
You can't handle
double
it.
D.
I don't know if that means what you think it means.
I'm not sure, but Kristen's smiling. That's all I know.
So let's get into it. We are going to be talking about Simpsons, but we're going to do it with the secret transmission twist of the conspiracies, possibly.
Okay. That's a way we could talk about it.
Yeah.
Simpsons.
So I figure we'll just jump into it. How about that?
Dive in, baby.
But I want to do the very first one is probably the most popular right now, is that The Simpsons predicted Trump as president.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So
that's a depressing start.
You like how somber we all just got right there?
So I'm sure everyone on Facebook or Twitter or Instagram has seen the picture of The Simpsons showing the escalator picture. Yeah. Showing the picture of Trump on the escalator and then The Simpsons Trump on the escalator, right?
Mm-hmm. You know, admittedly, that picture is pretty crazy. I mean, the down to the point where you've got people dropping paper in the same part of the frame, people wearing similar clothing in the same arrangement. Now, I've heard the argument that maybe people have tried to purposely recreate that, like maybe they actually showed up with the intentions of doing so. But even that, in that environment, that seems like a really specific thing to try to plan in advance. And I'm very much a skeptic. You guys, when we took over your show, I announced to everybody that I'm very much in pretty much all of these categories, ghosts, conspiracies, all of the unknown that you guys are constantly discussing. I very much don't believe in any of it, but like with that in mind, I love the idea of any of it being real. Like that would be great if like that turned out to be true. But in this case, I think that just comes down to when you've got a show on for 30 years, eventually you're just going to get coincidences. And I know my man to my left right here, Rudy, I just saw him tense up when I said the C word.
He did. He started shaking real hard. And
yeah, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to be offensive. You guys told me not to use the C word on your program, and I just went and dropped it right there.
The beginning.
Yeah.
Rudy, I'm just curious. What's your address?
I'm not telling you my address.
Just put that out there for the world.
So, you know.
Hey, you all forgot about me again.
No. My goodness. I'm so excited. Satan, how are you?
Don't encourage him.
I was doing good. I was excited for you guys because y'all are my favorite podcast.
Aw, thanks.
And no one mentioned me.
Well, we love you.
How the diddly are you?
I'm pretty damn good.
Well, Oakley Doakley.
And I don't see what the problem is with Trump. I agree with about 99.9% of everything he does.
Red power.
So, okay, we're getting off track.
Who the hell was that guy?
We're going to talk
later.
What
we say every podcast.
Yeah. I've got some things I want to discuss with your producer.
Oh, yeah, I guess I should explain. That's Satan. He's our producer. I sold my soul to make the show better. Okay, move on.
You could talk more about me.
Which we're still doing horribly, by the way. Dark, so Satan. You must not have sold very much.
I don't know. Okay, so both of those images, I'm going to debunk
a very weak
this.
Soul.
I'm gonna debunk this these two pictures that look very similar that predicted the future. Uh-huh. So this image is actually taken from a short called Trumptastic Voyage, which was posted on the Animation Domination YouTube channel on July 7th, 2015, after Trump had announced that he would be seeking the Republican presidential nomination in 2016. So basically, people didn't see that little short, and then they started taking screen grabs from it, and they were like, oh!
It's The Simpsons.
Because they use they recreated like the footage that was already there of him on the escalator. Like that was already filmed.
So they knew it in advance. So that the what I was saying was unlikely was actually right. All right, very cool.
But here's the argument.
Reflective of the presidency.
In season 11, episode 17, Bart to the Future, Lisa is the first straight female president. She makes a comment about the nation being in a budget crisis after President Trump, and that's as close as they get to predicting the future, is that they're in a budget crisis because of Trump.
Well, and that does happen in 2020, which would arguably also add a little bit of credit to that, because that could be after Trump's first term starting in 2016.
Ooh, yeah.
So the timeline actually does work out on that particular one.
See, in a 2016 interview with the Hollywood Reporter, writer Dan Greaney, is that his name, Greaney? G-R-E-A-N-E-Y?
Are you talking about Matt Groening?
No, it says Dan Greaney.
Oh, Dan. Okay, sorry.
he explained the joke was meant as a warning to the country that it just seemed like the logical last step before hitting rock bottom.
So it's like Idiocracy again.
Yeah.
Right. Okay, so, I've seen that interview that you're talking about now, and yeah.
He said it was pitched because it was consistent with the vision of America was going in.
So I don't know which of you guys just said Idiocracy, but there's a YouTube video out right now by Cracked, actually, talking about how the results of Idiocracy would technically be better than what we're currently dealing with in America. Yeah.
I heard Terry Crews actually filmed a couple ads as the president from that movie.
He sure
they were supposed to run during the election.
Fantastic.
Oh my god, that's
they're
great.
Also on YouTube.
My opinion on this particular thing is for predicting the future. That's what most of these are going to be. Simpsons did it. Simpsons predicted the future.
Oh, Simpsons did it is something we very much believe in.
Right.
But predicting the future or inspiring an idea are two very different things.
See, okay, on this one, yeah, they make the joke about President Trump and the budget crisis, but Lisa makes it a point to say that she's the first straight female president, okay? So I feel like it'll be much more impressive if there's a first gay woman president.
Which it could happen, I mean.
I mean, it's possible.
Have you seen Hillary?
But I'm saying, like, that
Clinton
would be more impressive.
Her for
since,
nothing.
Because they didn't come out and just straight up say it.
She's going to have her own intern in the office. Sorry.
Or that means that one of the yeah. past presidents were gay. That's all it means.
Probably at least one was. I mean,
right.
Let's be real. We've all watched House of Cards. That shit can't be that false or that far off.
Kristen watched all that. I didn't get a chance to.
I watched a little bit of it.
Yeah.
Not very kid friendly. Can't watch it very much in front of kids. So
yeah.
I had to kind of.
I mean, you could, but people would question your parenting.
They already do. Ollie sings the Cleveland Brown intro song.
Ollie loves Family
He's
Guy.
Two and sings Family Guy and Cleveland Brown.
Yeah, but
the word sex is in the Family Guy
that,
one.
He did
oh, no, do you know what I got called the other day? You douche.
Who said he said that?
Ollie said that.
Oh,
and I was like,
that.
No, you can't say douche. That's a bad
oh,
word.
Oh, it was the List of Jericho. That kid, your kid's so adorable.
Just,
I remember that video.
Show him
you guys
what an actual douche is, then he might not ever say it again.
Yeah, so I mean, I know this is off topic because we're totally not, but so Ollie the other day came in. Yeah, we are derailing really bad. So we
hello, everybody. This is Richie.
So we can't. Ollie walks in the other night and he's wearing his brother's Finn Balor mask, and he starts. He has learned from Gibson. Doing the scheduled for one fall. And
one
so,
fall!
Yeah,
yeah
he
does
the
whole
entire thing, and then he goes, Finn Balor! And he waits for everybody to be like, yeah!
He's only two, and he's already mimicking
everything. Oh, yeah, and he does the bar with Toby.
Oh, yeah.
Toby goes, who are we? And he goes, the bar!
Get any of that going on?
I can't get him to too sweet. I've tried.
He's like, no, I don't want a too sweet.
Yes, we're wrestling fans. Me
That's
and
Toby's
me and Miles
new wrestling
and
buddy.
Obviously Oliver.
I like real wrestling back the way they used to do it.
Okay, so let's get Not back really. To another prediction that was supposedly made. Let's what season did you say y'all are in right now?
We're currently in season 5.
Good. I got season 5 episode 10. Springfield.
That's the episode that we're going to be reviewing next, actually.
Is it? Okay.
And let's just go ahead and quick shout out to the Derailers, who we just mentioned, but Ripken from the Derailers is actually going to be joining us to discuss Springfield, or How I Learned to Stop Worrying and Love Gambling, I believe
Love
it is.
Legalized gambling,
yeah.
So this was predicted in 1993. So Mr. Burns opens a casino. and two German magicians, Gunter and Ernest, have a tiger in their act. While in the middle of it, the tiger attacks the magicians. So this came true in 2003 when the Las Vegas magicians Siegfried and Roy had a tiger attack Roy on stage, which ended up ruining his career and like ending it, I think. I don't think he's been back on stage since.
But that ended their show. Yeah.
So you're saying that somebody figured out, some super smart person figured out that a wild animal that likes to eat things would attack somebody if it was around them enough.
Right. So
that one's actually pretty.
That's pretty
crazy. Yeah. I mean, but again, that goes back to what I was saying, where when you do anything for 30 years, there's going to be some of those C words that pop up every once in a blue moon. But that one is pretty insane just with how accurate it was to exactly what went down.
Right.
It was in The Simpsons, they get attacked while on stage, while performing, and that's exactly what happened in real life.
By a white tiger.
By a white tiger.
So, yeah.
Now, of course, that was spoofing. They were spoofing Siegfried and Roy. So clearly they're going to use the white tiger. That doesn't really make that much of a connection, but just the fact that they really did get attacked and it was career ending and all that good stuff. I mean, that was pretty nuts.
Okay.
How about a lot more credential than a lot of the other ones we're going to get to.
Right. Yeah. And let's throw this out there. Some of these are stupid as hell, but they're just
as fuck.
I just, honestly, I didn't have to do much research because you can just type in Simpsons conspiracy and you'll get 100 web pages that are just like top 15, top 20, top 30 Simpsons conspiracies that have come true or predictions.
We'll save this for another section, I'm sure you want to, but my favorites are what we'll get to a little later with like the Illuminati and stuff, where you get to those kind of darker, like third page Google results section.
Maybe I didn't make it down that far.
Those are the fun ones where you get the real crazies.
See, I was looking at stuff more like that. There's a whole village or race of Hans Molman that live under Springfield.
Yeah.
And they're trying to take over the town.
But
everyone in the town, everyone keeps distracting them from doing it. That's my favorite one.
That one's really cool. Yeah, but those are like the fan theories.
We'll get to some fan theories because I want to talk about some of those because those are just as interesting to me.
I agree.
Because when you start watching something and you get these weird fan theories in your head, it changes everything.
One of the best shows for that is Rick and Morty, just with as obscure as that show is, with the whole multiverse and everything. There's some fun ones with that, that when you rewatch it, it's just like a lot of the stuff just where we're learning more about like evil Morty, for instance, and you go back and you watch some of the episodes and you get clues where it's like, oh shit, maybe Morty really is going to turn on Rick.
Right.
Things like that. But
the
conspiracy
is that he is actually the true Morty.
Right. The one true Morty.
Okay. So you want another one?
Of course.
Okay, season 6, episode 19, Lisa's Wedding.
We were just talking about this before we started recording, I believe.
No, we didn't prep before this. We're just fresh. Come on.
So this episode aired in 1995, and in it, Lisa talks with Marge using her phone to video chat. Now, people claim this is the FaceTime. That was first made in 2010, so 15 years before.
But didn't they do the same thing on Star Trek?
That's my thing.
A lot of technology in modern time was based off of stuff on Star Trek.
This is where I think we get into the stupid category.
What about James Bond?
What if it's Skype? Not even FaceTime.
Well, yeah, I mean, for one, I don't even have an iPhone. I'm an Android guy, so I don't even know what FaceTime looks like.
But you can download Skype, though.
I have Skype. Well, I don't have FaceTime.
What about the Ninja Turtles? In the cartoon, the early 90s, Ninja Turtles had the little turtle phone.
The turtle comms, yeah, totally.
Well, that's because Donatello's a genius. That's Power Rangers, but you know. Because I almost did the same thing, honestly.
Well, hey, that in
which
a minute,
is also Mission Impossible.
In a minute, that'll come up. So hold the...
What's coming up?
Mission Impossible.
Kim
Possible.
Oh,
no. Kim Possible. They have
it's the same tone.
Yeah, and Kim Possible has the. They have video.
Yeah.
Too.
So, but
what's the naked mole rat role? Mole rat's name again?
Ron.
Oh, Ron. Yeah.
Good. Is it Ron?
Yeah, or is that the guy's name? I don't know.
Oh, I heard Reuben from a mysterious.
There's
office.
A faint voice in the distance.
I think she said Rufus.
Rufus.
Hold on. Let's check from our voice.
Distant
from the sky.
Voice from somewhere. Say that again.
Yeah.
Rufus.
We got confirmed from an unknown entity.
Yeah.
Okay. Our statistician
Satan
got back to
sign
us very
that
quickly.
Chick.
Well, okay, so I have to ask you this really quick.
The gecko came out.
So, on Ed and Eddie, Mr. Plank,
yeah?
Does he have a nail in his head or no?
Oh, she's talking Mandela stuff.
Are you trying to Mandela me?
I'm just saying, I'm asking, I don't...
I feel like, yes, he did have a nail
in
his head.
No, he doesn't have a nail in his head.
No.
No. But, okay, so I have a coworker who is like 40 years old, and he was like, and somebody made a Mr. Plank at work, and they were like, where's his nail in his head? And I was like, yeah, where? And I was like, wait a minute, he doesn't have a nail in his head. And he's like, yeah, he does. And I'm like, no. So I'm like, you are Mandela'd.
I feel Mandela'd. I feel like I had another nail in the
I
head.
Thought maybe there was an episode where he did at one point in time, and maybe that's what everybody remembers, but I was like, I ran home and I asked Toby, I was like, does Mr. Plank have a nail in his head?
He's like, I don't think his name is Mr. Plank. I think it's Plankton.
No, that's SpongeBob. Yeah. Give us a fucking generation over here.
Now I'm forgetting.
Damn. It's Mr. Plank.
We're talking Cartoon Network. That's more of a Nickelodeon thing.
Yeah.
That's two different brands. Okay.
So just Disney your way out of here? Maybe
it's thing. I don't know. Well, hey, let's take a small break. And when we come back, we'll talk some more predictions and figure out what the Plank's name was.
Plank, it's just Plank.
Oh, it's Plank. Okay, well, we figured that out. But we'll be right back, and we'll talk more Simpsons here in a minute. We'll be right back.
Good evening, future passengers. Are you ready to sit back, relax, and join us on a ride of epic proportions through the mystical land of randomness?
Am I a serial killer if I eat Lucky Charms?
What would it be like if horror characters ran a gym? Who would run spin class?
When a shark jumps out of the water, is it like suffocating for that split second?
So join us every week for a brand new derailment with Goobs, Ripkin, and Jenny Bean.
You can follow us on Twitter and Instagram at The Derailers.
And don't forget to subscribe to us on iTunes, Stitcher, and also on YouTube. Have a great night or day, folks.
Love comic books? Then check out Parlapod, the podcast for diehard fans. We've got interviews.
Hi, this is Kelly Jones.
Hi, everybody. This is John Semper.
This is Ming Chen.
Hey, this is Tim Seeley.
Hey, folks. This is Brian O'Halloran.
Hey, what up? This is Jason Mewes, and you're listening to Parlapod.com comic book podcast. Snooch to the news.
Reviews.
These covers are blowing me away. Ugh. So
concept is just too darn good. I wish they had done a better job with it. And all the comic book news you need to know about.
Mark Strong is in talks to play the villain, Dr. Savannah.
All in, man. He was a great Sinestro, too. Available on iTunes, SoundCloud, Stitcher, YouTube, Google Play, and it's always free to download. Follow us on social media at Parlapod. Fresh episodes every Wednesday morning, just in time for your trip to the local comic book store. Parlapod, we are your source for everything comic book related. Give us a listen today.
Just like Satan.
We are back, apparently.
Are we? Are Woo! We really?
Did we ever really leave?
Did we?
You couldn't get rid of us if you wanted to.
Trust me, I tried.
Not hard enough.
I'll show you something hard.
It'd be very small.
Hey, come on. This is going out to people. Don't give away too many secrets.
Oh, no. I'm telling everyone your secrets.
I hate you, Rudy.
Your tiny little secrets.
Your tiny little secrets.
What is this? Gang up on Satan Day?
Gang banging Satan.
No, definitely not that.
Yes, it is. Three on one this time, buddy.
Oh, my goodness. We got to... Okay, so season 20.
Wow, he vacated the room quick on did. That one. Yeah.
Oh, welcome back, Toby.
Season 20, episode 4. Treehouse of Horrors. What's XIX? So that's
19.
Is
it 19? Okay. Yeah.
It's always Treehouse of Horrors are always one season behind the current.
From right. Limit of Troy, I learned my Roman numerals, so I know that that's 19.
Rocky 7, Adrian's Revenge. So can I interrupt it, and can we talk about Rufus the mole rat?
Oh, from Kim Possible
So we discovered on the break.
Right. Yeah. Go ahead.
So apparently we should know this as Simpsons podcast host, but Rufus from Kim Possible, actually voiced by none other than Nancy Cartwright, who is, of course, Bart Simpson.
So. Wait, a girl voices Bart?
I'm telling you.
What?
Have you guys seen that video where the kid meets Nancy?
Selling chocolate?
Yeah. Yes. Oh my God, that is such a touching
he doesn't,
video.
And he doesn't get it at
it
first.
It takes like five he's minutes like, before he breaks.
He's like, that's a good impression.
You're doing a really good job. Did you know that Bart Simpson is voiced by a woman, basically? Wait, what?
I may or may not have given her those abilities.
You did a great job, Sam. We're going to talk on the After Dark about getting you on our show, seeing what you can do for us. I know what we can do for you. But
I can do a lot.
I'm excited to hear it.
We'll talk later.
Hail Satan.
My thing is, if you don't have a soul to give, what can you really offer Satan?
Well, to be fair, my soul is literally available on Patreon right now. If you want to,
I'm looking that up right now.
For just $5, that's a steal.
Kind of like that kid that sold his soul on eBay when it first came out, when eBay first started.
Right?
Oh, that's
funny. Kid's genius.
Hey, you know?
It worked for Bart, it'll work for anybody.
Right?
He got that dope dinosaur sponge. I mean, it was kind of worth it.
It was $5 worth it.
So this Treehouse of Horrors 19, did we say? It aired in 2008. Homer tries to vote for Barack Obama, but the voting machine changes his pick to John McCain several different times.
Wasn't it Mitt Romney?
I think it was John McCain.
Okay.
Maybe.
I thought I had that one.
It was McCain the first time and Romney the second.
So in 2012, during Obama's second run for his second term, video footage of a Pennsylvania machine switching a vote for Obama to Mitt Romney
I was reading. Yeah.
So this machine was reportedly taken out of commission, but is that predicting the future?
And did those votes actually count, or did they have to take them all out?
I mean, when we live in a political climate where literally between the time we record this and the time that it airs, our president could be impeached for a number of reasons at any time, this falls hand in hand with that. I mean, the whole deal with Trump and the rigged election, everything, I mean, this seems like it's pretty spot on. But once again, I don't know that that's necessarily as much of a Simpsons thing as
voter fraud's very
corrupt,
common every
corrupt
election.
Politics thing. Yeah. I mean, no matter where you stand in the political spectrum, I think most people agree that politics are completely corrupt, and it doesn't take even an intelligent show like The Simpsons to see that coming.
LBJ had dead people vote for him, and his opposite when he got his congressional seat or Senate seat, whatever it was.
Wait, was that before or after that awesome Chris Farley movies in the 90s?
Many, many decades before, but his opponent said he knew that LBJ had dead people vote for him, but he did not turn him in because his campaign did the exact same thing.
They just didn't get enough dead voters.
Exactly, yeah. Like, but they couldn't turn him in because they would have been found out themselves.
That's crazy. Okay, so here's another one. Season 10, Episode 2, The Wizard of Evergreen Terrace? How do you say, is it Evergreen Terrace?
You nailed it. Okay. Yeah, you got it.
Nailed it, bitch.
Hey, bitch is my thing.
So this aired in 1998. So this is getting real sciencey, and I may sound like an asshole, so just bear
Toby,
with
Toby,
it.
Toby,
do it as
Toby,
Dr. Frank.
Well, the Higgs,
Blavin.
The Higgs boson, or the God particle, was a breakthrough that helped explain how everything in the universe has mass and wasn't confirmed until 2012. The author of The Simpsons and The Mathematical Secrets, Dr. Simon Singh, says when Homer decided to become an inventor, he was pictured in front of a blackboard with an equation that predicted the mass of the yet-to-be-discovered particle.
I have a really hard time with that one because that image, also that mathematical formula, at one point has three donuts equals, like, another sum of donuts. Like, they're actually drawn with, like, the pink and the sparkles and, like, the whole game.
Hey.
So I'm not a smart enough mathematician to know if that's accurate or not, but my gut instinct when I saw the donuts in the equation made me think that's probably not exactly the God particle.
Right.
Well, if everything has mass, does that mean that the force is all around us?
Yes.
I am one with the force. The force is with me.
Okay, so the Simpsons movie in 2007. So
there was a Simpsons movie?
Yeah, can you believe that? You see,
sequel?
You might
what?
See Bart's Ding Dong in it, too.
Finally.
I know half of Hollywood's excited for that.
Those were my thoughts, too. Finally, I get to see Bart's Ding Dong.
Okay, so anyways.
Probably
what do yellow and red make?
Orange. Orange, you glad we had that joke?
So the family goes into hiding after escaping the biodome that they're in. The NSA finds Marge and the kids by listening to their conversations. So in 2013, you may know of Edward Snowden, blew the whistle on the government for mass surveillance of America's phones and internet records.
And TVs.
And the Samsung TVs and stuff.
Smart TVs.
Is that a coincidence, or is that a prediction.
I just really like to think that I inspire at least a few people with their pornography searches on Google. Because, I mean, they're seeing some shit, those people at the NSA.
You should see what I look up. It's pretty good.
We should compare notes later. I can turn you on to some sites.
Hey, I got some sites, too.
Oh,
bro.
Hell yeah. I bet Satan watches this guy.
Satan watches Angel on Angel, I bet.
It's nasty.
Oh, Heavenly Father.
So,
go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
I'm laughing at it. Now I'm thinking about on your knees jokes. Like, I was going to keep running with that, decided not to.
I was going
to
say, did you ever hear about, you know, the movie Eagle Eye with Transformers kid? Uh-huh. Shia LaBeouf?
And Turtle from Entourage.
Shia LaBeouf.
Whatever his name is. Shia the Transformer. He said in an interview after that movie came out that he didn't believe that the government was recording phone calls, but somebody on staff knew about it and actually took him into the government and basically showed him that about one out of every 4 or 5 of your phone conversations are automatically recorded. And they actually played like old messages or old conversations you had with one of his friends at the time and played it in length.
Uh-huh.
That's creepy. That
means that stuff has been around for a long time. So I'm sure somebody knew about it, or even so, the Simpsons are good at taking stabs in the dark and just coming up with something that's likely, but maybe not fully true.
Right. Well, let's go to season 6, episode 19, Lisa's Wedding. Didn't we already go to
talk about it again. It's a great episode.
We're jumping all around.
Yeah. It aired in 1995, probably like we said before earlier.
Probably.
We may have mentioned it.
So, you know what? I think this one comes up 2 or 3 more times, to be honest.
That's fine.
Lisa visits a fortune teller at a Renaissance fair. It shows her future in 2010. And in this, they show the wristwatch communication technology. And we all know that smartwatches weren't really a thing until 2014.
Yeah, but again, like FaceTime, this is one that's just too obvious, I think. I mean, sci-fi has done that for decades.
Right, Power Rangers. That's what I was trying to hold off on earlier. Is Power Rangers had the communication watches.
Like Kristen said earlier, James Bond was doing it with M on his little
right.
Yeah, that was watch. In like what, the 60s.
Yeah, yeah. So that whole idea has been around forever. The whole wristwatch thing.
Yeah, it's nothing new. I think that most of our technology is basically based on what we've seen in movies growing up at this point. Like, I'm going to make this a reality.
Right.
It's some quote-unquote nerd growing up going, oh, I want to make this thing I liked as a kid all the time. Right. And God bless those nerds. Thank you so much.
Even going away from the science and going to a more artistic side of things, like, for instance, one of the ones that people will say was a prediction was the bleeding billboard. And if you remember the Itchy and Scratchy movie, they had a billboard where the barber was cutting off the head, or I think it was like Itchy was cutting off Scratchy's head with a pair of barber shears. Mm-hmm. And it was actually bleeding out onto the street. Well, Quentin Tarantino actually made a bleeding billboard for the movie Kill Bill that was put up in Australia.
Oh my God.
Where it had an actual sword that was slinging blood out into the street.
And it would bleed on people's cars as they drove by.
But again, to me, that isn't a prediction as much as it is an inspiration. Like, Quentin Tarantino probably watches The Simpsons. I mean, everybody watches The Simpsons.
He directed an episode of Itchy and Scratchy.
Exactly.
A majority of these are probably going to be more like life imitating the art.
Yeah.
Big time.
I think too.
Like the guy who grows the tomato.
He grew tomato because of the Simpsons. And it does taste like grandma.
Yeah. I wouldn't know what that
I'll take a whole
like.
Bushel or bag or whatever you sell these by. Just give them to me.
I know what grandma tastes like.
You would be sick bastard.
She's good with salt.
They're weird. Okay, let's.
Satan just brings it down.
I know he does.
We had this great flow going, and then all of a sudden he blocked the flow.
He's
like
supposed to be making this show better too. So let's jump to season 9. How about that? Season 9, episode 3. Lisa's sax.
Wow.
What?
Yeah, watch your mouth there. She's a little girl.
Yeah, that's.
Yeah,
this you got one, Bart's ding-a-ling and Lisa Sachs all in the same episode.
This one aired in 1997. Marge is reading a book to Bart called Curious George and the Ebola Virus. And, of course, in 2014, we had the Ebola outbreak. Coincidence?
They should have passed more copies of those books around as long as.
What about that movie with the monkey?
Right.
Wasn't there one with, like, Cuba Gooding Jr. where the little
outbreak.
Ebola monkey? Yeah.
I was going to say 12 monkeys.
Yeah, 12 monkeys.
I was going to say Monkey Shines, which is a horror movie, but no, it's Outbreak.
One of those things with people in it.
Yeah.
My thing on that one is that the 2014 was really the outbreak was really well known because it was in the age of social media.
Yeah.
But we've had Ebola outbreaks before in the last couple of decades. So it's before and after The Simpsons. So really, that could have been, again, kind of like Rudy said a little bit ago, that one could actually go full circle where it was like life imitating art imitating life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And Ebola is nice and scary because there's really no cure for it. So.
Right.
It's a good, and yeah, it sounds really terrifying. Yeah.
It does sound.
I don't know. It sounds kind of funny, just the word to me. Like, does if it? I were to read it in a children's book, Ebola.
Ebola.
Well, after that bet you lost, you're going to have to name your doctor, or your, I'm sorry, your daughter or something that sounds funny to me.
No, I didn't lose the bet, and I never said I was going
to
have a little girl.
I'm pretty
girl.
Sure you agree that you have to name your first daughter chlamydia.
I don't think you really get to choose if you're going to have a girl or boy.
That's a good name.
It's a 50-50 chance.
I'm sorry, my child is not
what position she's facing.
Miles,
do it.
My child is not gender specific. Okay, you can't label
well, then
them.
You need
before
to name your Jewed fluid, gender fluid child.
You say Jewed? I'm not Jewish for the record.
I combine gender and fluid. Gender fluid child chlamydia.
Oh my goodness!
Too many fluids floating around.
Whoa,
here.
Whoa, yeah, that's from his.
That's
full.
How chlamydia gets spread.
Hey, did you want some?
Satan, you and I are going to be friends later.
Sexually transmitted friends.
FDF.
Okay, let's go to we're bouncing again. Season 25, episode 16. You Don't Have to Live Like a Referee. Aired 2014. The World Football Federation representative who asked Homer for help repairing the organization's image isn't especially. he isn't named as a member of FIFA.
Might as well be.
He might as well be.
His arrest turned out to be an uncannily. How do you say
uncannily?
Uncannily.
Uncanny.
Uncandidly.
Similar to those of the real life FIFA officials who were arrested on the corporate. God.
I'm just gonna say it's the uncanny X-Men.
I think I'm getting a little bit buzzed, guys.
I feel like arrested. Maybe Satan should give this a try. Yeah. Like, let Toby have a break since
hey, you guys.
It is his birthday.
Yeah, pull your weight, Satan.
FIFA officials who were arrested on corporation charges about a year later. Not to mention that the episode also correctly predicted Germany's defeat of Brazil in the 2014 World Cup. Pretty interesting.
You should be a sideline reporter there.
Satan, have you ever considered
pretty
getting
how you couldn't do it as your own stuff? But
have you ever considered Satan getting on the microphone side of podcasting? Because I mean, you're a great producer, but it seems you might have a natural ability here on the microphone.
Oh no! I'm just behind the scenes.
It's
I don't
more
like
of a satanic
talk too
ability.
Much.
Oh no, man! You need to embrace those natural given talents.
Embrace the dark side, my friends.
Yeah. So apparently, they predicted someone getting fired and
the FIFA fuck up
and a team winning. Is that a coincidence or I wonder how much news was out before that of this guy fucking up like he was? And you take a wild guess at a team winning. I don't know. What do you think?
Ooh. Say a lucky guess at the team winning, but as far as the officials, I don't know. I don't know if that was going on for a while beforehand.
Well, it had to be. Like, they just caught him now, which means he had been doing stuff before.
Right.
Which means it had been going on for a while. It's not something he just figured out how to do.
Exactly.
Every sport,
every major,
major
corporation.
That too. And every major league sporting league has some form of corruption in it. There's rumors from NBA to NFL and everywhere in between of, you know, various times that referees have been paid off to do.
Oh, it happens in the NBA.
I'm completely convinced it's happened in the NBA before. Watching certain playoff games where really ridiculous calls get made to extend a series playoff or whatever.
The time that the Rangers were in the playoffs and they jogged to first base.
Or the time that Nelson Cruz lollygagged in the outfield in Game 6 and made me cry for the first time watching sports. Oh, wait, second time after the Mavs lost in 6. The first
but,
time they're at the
you
finals.
Know, all of that goes
I'm sorry
back.
About that. I was behind that.
You know what? Fuck you, Satan.
All of that goes back to the idea, though, that, I mean, anybody who's watching soccer
phone.
Would probably have an idea that there's corruption in the league. So to make a guess that somebody at the top was the one behind it all and then it to come true, it's... It goes back to that C word that I feel bad saying, but I just...
Cunt.
I do believe in coincidences, and in this
I
case...
I thought he was going to say cat. I don't know.
It's more entertaining than the actual soccer match is, anyway, so...
God, how do people enjoy that sport?
I enjoy it once every 4 years.
That's the appropriate time to do so.
As an American, it is my right to enjoy it
you
once every 4 years.
You drink beer and eat, like, breakfast at, like, 4:30 in the morning, and you have a damn good time with it, and then, like, 4 years later, you start to reminisce just a little bit.
I enjoy it whenever the fight breaks out.
Okay,
it's a red card.
I got one for Rudy. And actually, maybe Miles, too?
Rudy.
All right, for the last time, Rudy. Yes, I'll take my pants off.
Ooh, I can't wait.
I love earlier how he was like, don't watch me when I do it or else it's going to throw it off.
You tell the alcohol's kicking in.
He's like, yoink.
Where's the button again, fellas?
Fuck you guys.
Don't watch me.
I'm sensitive.
Right here. I'm learning.
Do not look behind this curtain. Or wait, that's a Mandela. What's the real quote?
Don't pay
any attention to the man behind the curtain.
Yeah, there it is. That's crazy.
Whatever Bender said that one time.
Okay, so season 23, episode 22, Lisa Goes Gaga. Nearly 5 years before Lady Gaga descended from the roof of Houston's NRG Stadium for the halftime show of Super Bowl 51, her Simpsons doppelganger performed a song for the residents of Springfield while suspended in the air. The two even wore similar silver outfits for their shows. Rudy's a Gaga fan. And
I am.
Miles?
You're Gaga for Gaga?
I actually went and saw Lady Gaga perform in Dallas last night. I'm not even kidding. Like me and the wife went to American Airlines Center.
That's
we
why
had
I
the,
said it.
The nosebleed seats. And, you know, I'm not a big, what does she call her fan base? I would not call myself a little monster by any means. I do dig a few jams
I'm
by the
monster.
Gaga.
Yeah, a little.
I you know what, I'll say this, her stage setup and everything was pretty cool. She had these her showmanship mm-hmm. was neat. Mm-hmm. She had some like bridges that would like descend down and she would perform across them, and that was neat because we actually had really cheap seats, but she ended up half the time performing like much closer to us because
oh,
she would
cool.
like walk all the way across
the
she American Airlines Center
basically.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, okay.
I will say this, you guys, at least Toby being a wrestling fan, she totally stole the Undertaker's exit. Because at the end of the performance, she
did the fist?
Not quite, not okay. the fist, but this is what she did. She laid down on her piano after she set down her
Ooh.
Hat on top of the bench, and then the piano descended down into the stage.
Oh, kind
of
like the WrestleMania.
Just like the WrestleMania Undertaker exit.
So you're saying she steals from wrestling and The Simpsons?
I'm saying that The Simpsons and WWE did it, yeah.
You know what? That's a good point. I wonder how much of that was inspired from The Simpsons.
Well, and you know, the thing is, she did her own voice on that episode, so you have to say maybe she really liked the idea
was
while
she was
on the Simpsons. Yeah, that was actually, she actually voiced herself.
I'm
in,
sorry,
like,
Miles, I thought
you
asked this question to Rudy, not you.
I'm sorry, yeah, my bad. I am rude.
D.
No, you're fine.
You're Rudy, I'm rude.
Yes.
You're both rude.
Shut up.
Hey, man, I thought we were friends.
We are, but I can be an asshole still.
It's kind of his MO.
Yeah. Okay, let's go to season 22, asshole. Episode 1, Elementary School Musical. It aired in 2010, and in a Nobel Peace...
What was that?
Ugh. In a Nobel Prize betting pool between Lisa Martin, Milhouse, and Database... Is that his name, Database?
Yeah.
I can't remember. That's the one that he's got glasses and he's chubby.
Kristen, what do you think about
that?
Yeah, how is that?
Kristen
is that
true? Say if she has some insight here.
She walked away. anyways, they have this Nobel Prize betting pool. Bennett Holmstrom was one of Milhouse's picks for the Economics Nobel Prize, and Holmstrom won 6 years later for that same category.
It just means he's prominent in that field. Which,
yeah.
Now,
he's
like a rising
like
star, so he's going to get it eventually.
I mean, how many astrophysicists are there?
Prominent.
Yeah,
there's
you have like
a
1 in 3 chance of
well,
picking
and
that.
Well, and there's like 9 people's names on, I think there's 4 people's names on 4 different categories each. So, I mean, you have what is that, 12 chances of getting one of those right eventually? I don't know. I just, or maybe my math's wrong because I'm a little tipsy, but you've got...
It's all right. Reading is your strong point.
Reading as Satan is your strong point.
I'm not Satan. Come on now.
I wasn't talking to you.
He's sitting in the corner right here. He's 7 foot tall and red.
Yeah, he had to turn around and put his nose in the corner. He's been bad.
I haven't been that bad. I'm okay.
I like it when you're bad, Satan.
Thank you.
Oh,
uh-oh.
Shit.
Whoa, Satan, calm down.
Sorry. I got excited.
Put your powers up for a minute, buddy.
Toby, will you go to another... Actually, let's take a small break, Toby.
Yeah, let's take a small break. We're going to take a small break, and when we come back, we're going to talk a couple more episodes, and then we'll get into some other cartoon
we'll keep talking
fan
about
theories. We'll be right back.
Well, I said for input. Not
crazy.
That kind of input.
Are you a fan of movies?
Or comics?
Or video games? or just anything else nerdy?
Well, you should check out the Zing This podcast. And that's spelled
Z-E-N-G.
This. And you can find us every Monday. And we have nerdy topics from comic book reviews to in-depth analysis of iconic nerdy movies, as well as video game discussions.
Mm-hmm.
Where's some of the best places to find us, Allie?
Well, Podbean, of course.
You can also find us on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play.
Anywhere else you listen to your podcast. Yeah.
So check us out. Once again, that is Zing This.
Strange Animals Podcast brings you weekly episodes about surprising, mysterious, or just plain strange animals. From the vampire squid to the unicorn, tune in to discover your new favorite animal. Check us out on strangeanimalspodcast.com or listen on iTunes, Stitcher, or Google Play.
And we are back with this, how would you say spectacular in Simpsons?
Spectacular!
So we are still talking Simpsons, and we're gonna jump into it because we want to power through some of these real quick, because we want to
like
talk...
Just like Satan.
power through everything.
Why did I open that door?
Don't open it! You don't want it to be, yeah. Open.
Good one, Satan.
Yeah, clever.
He's not very quick on his feet.
I think he's drunk.
He's been drinking
drunk
just
Satan's
as much
fantastic.
As I have.
Yeah.
It's amazing how much he's been putting out.
Almost exactly.
So you brought up Tapped Out on the break, and now we've lost two of our panel to the Tapped Out game, it seems.
Hey, why don't you...
No, I'm trying to make some room on my device. It says it's full.
So she can update her Tapped Out.
Gotcha. Mother,
so you play fucker. Tapped Out?
So I actually had played previously, and I had my town wiped out, but I just started up again, and I am Mr. Most Days Off, only that
How
exceeds
do you have
the
your
character
town
limit.
Wiped out?
So I'm Mr. Most Days Off with no O. So it's MRMST Days Off.
Ah, okay. I used to play, and it got way out of hand.
Tapped out on it?
I tapped out.
Did you spend any real money on donuts?
Of course I did.
See, that's where they get
you. Did you have the Canadian Devil?
Oh, I got
come
some donuts in mine.
Yes.
What can I get rid of?
Okay, so let's Kristen, do you want to tell your Tapped Out account in case people want to friend you?
No, somebody else go. I'm trying to fix my fucking shit.
She has to
pissing me off.
Delete some
Richie,
stuff.
Richie, you got an account now. What are you?
I think that Rudy should say his first as well. So I can make sure I have an account.
Here, mine's pretty simple. I don't have one.
Damn it, you're supposed to stall.
Is supposed to stall, yeah.
Is that the same as where they can find you on Twitter and Instagram?
Exactly. That's I don't have one.
Let's just go ahead and plug Mola YouTube.
Yeah, don't have one.
Yeah, very good.
Instagram,
what else
don't
is popular? Snapchat?
No, now, yeah, I do have Snapchat.
Now, oh, do you?
Mm-hmm.
Now okay. I want to make the account.
Grindr?
Yes.
I want to make the Twitter account I don't know. I don't know.
Give it to Rudy.
Yeah.
I mean, how
somebody
how
will do it
big
and say
is
it's me.
This next update that I'm having.
Okay,
like
so let's jump
apps.
Back into some of these seasons real quick while y'all are figuring it out.
Enter my
shut them out with your plugs at the end of the show.
Yeah. Season 11, episode 5, EIEI Dope. They had radiated mutant tomatoes. And in 2013, deformed vegetables and fruit pop up around a Japanese nuclear power plant. Is that
inevitable?
Yeah, I think so too.
It's an inevitability.
Yeah.
What about
it's inevitable? It's inevitably going to happen.
There you
What's
go.
That from?
I don't know. What is that?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's Team America when he's
Fuck
trying to
yeah.
say inevitable up on the balcony.
Oh yeah.
I wasn't being a drunk ass or a dumbass. I was trying to quote something. I'm sorry.
Season 6, episode 24, Lemon of Troy. Episode.
Richie's
Don't you dare
episode.
Talk bad about this episode, sir.
Oh, no. And it aired in 1995, and the episode is about the lemon tree being stolen, right?
Sure is.
Well, I have a lemon tree.
So this is one of those dumb ones. I'm sorry to cut you off, but somebody stole a fucking lemon tree. Of course they did, because they fucking watched The Simpsons.
Yep.
And
also, it
like,
happened
oh,
in Greek mythology.
Did it?
Well, it was a wooden horse instead of a
horse. Oh, totally the same thing.
But no, the lemon tree specifically being stolen, I think it was by some college kids or high school kids or something
like
that.
And it was June 6th, 2013, in Oak Forest neighborhood of Houston. And
Texas.
Yep. So,
shout out to B-Rob.
Yeah, B Rob from the random. I can't ever say it right.
Random Ramblings with Rob.
Yeah, there we go. So go listen to that show. He's an H-Town rep.
Even sober, Toby can't H-Town? Say that.
Yeah, no, that one always, I stumble on that one every single time. Okay.
All right, I'm getting logged back in.
What about season 5, episode 19, Sweet Seymour, Skinner's badass song?
Another one that we're going to be coming up on shortly. What's the future prediction on this one?
Well, this one's just a fun little one. The lunch ladies are cooking with assorted
horse meat.
Assorted horse parts, now with more testicles.
And yeah. doormats.
Hey,
right?
You know, usually you do have to pay extra for that.
Brought to you by a meat shop near you.
So, in March 2013, a horse meat scandal was happening in Britain, most notably at a few Taco Bell restaurants. And I think there's something like there's only 1%, or no more than 1% is allowed in your meat products of horse meat.
Oh, yeah.
And they were
so delicious.
So, they were exceeding that 1%. So, whatever, how much they were.
Okay.
But that was the horse meat scandal.
Right. There's also like a certain, what is it? Something weird. Like, is it like Ebola? Or not Ebola, E. coli.
I thought
they can't.
I thought it was something really
they
gross.
They can't serve it at all?
No, like you can only have a certain amount of mold or something.
I thought it was fecal matter.
Yes, it was
Rat
fecal
parts.
Matter.
Yeah.
A certain amount of
McRib.
Yes, a certain amount of fecal matter. And like, you can have a little bit, but like, it can't pass a certain bar.
Right.
Yeah. If that bar is any more than none, it's too bad.
So this one, I think, is going to be the art imitating. Wait.
Life imitating art.
Yes. Okay. There we go.
Life imitating food, imitating art.
Yeah. This is season 6, episode 8, Lisa on Ice, and this aired in 1994. Kearney asked Dolph to take a memo on his Newton, which I guess was like a personal tablet assistant
like a
thing,
BlackBerry type
yeah.
thing.
And he writes, he's supposed to take the memo, beat up Martin, and he writes it in cursive, which most kids won't know what cursive is anymore, but he writes it in cursive, and the Newton autocorrects it to eat up Martha. And apparently the Apple employees took this into consideration when trying to figure out, like, the keyboard and, like, the autocorrect system. So did they predict that Siri was going to be terrible at autocorrect?
Yeah, like when I try to say fuck and it wants to say duck.
Yeah.
Yeah. No
Excuse
one ever
me,
wants
Siri.
The ducking say duck,
no.
Okay?
So now you know
well,
what?
Well, duck you.
I have fucked with Siri and now I just go ahead and say duck instead. And now that it has a little emoji duck instead of whenever I say fuck you, I just put the duck in you. So just in case if I ever do the duck to you, that's
autocorrect
fuck.
Pisses me off.
You
so
know
much
you're in super serial trouble if she ducks you.
I just play into it. I'm like, there's an emoji for everything nowadays.
This
ghosting everything.
Just straight ducked.
This one's really good. In season 2, episode 18, Brush with Greatness. Aired in 1991. Y'all have covered this one, right?
Yeah, I think I know where you're going with this one.
So Ringo Starr has a scene where he was responding to all the letters in his office. And he says something along the lines of, they took the time to write me, and I don't care if it takes me another 20 years. I'm going to answer every one of them. In 2013, Barbara Besant and Lynn Jeffries got a message back from Paul after sending a tape to the Beatles in 1963 to the London Theater that they were going to be playing at. So 50 years later, they got a letter back from Paul, and the note thanked them for the lovely tape that they had sent and said, better late than never.
So it took him that long to respond because
so
he
was like,
he
wasn't going
to
respond, but Ringo inspired him to respond.
Yeah. So.
Well, and also something we talked about when we covered that episode back in season 2, I think he said it was, that was Ringo actually at one point had to announce that he had actually just, he for a long time prided himself on returning every single piece of fan mail that he got, but it was getting to the point where he was like 20 something years behind. So at some point, I want to say it was in the mid 90s, it was where, or maybe it was even earlier than that, he had to essentially announce that from that point forward, he would no longer be reading fan mail. And it was like, it was a very respectful thing, just like, I'm sorry, I appreciate it, I love the fact that you guys send this in to me, but I can no longer read anymore. So from this point forward, anything that I haven't already received,
right,
I won't be reading.
Yeah. Well, we're going to power through a couple more of these real quick, because and I may cut a couple.
He keeps
of
saying
out.
Power through like there's, it's like it's
can I bring up one real quick?
Yeah,
there's
yeah,
one I'm
it.
Actually really excited
yeah,
to bring
let's
up.
Let's do that.
So It's specifically because we just reviewed this episode. Okay. It's actually from the episode The Last Temptation of Homer, which is the episode that we most recently covered. It hasn't even released yet. In that episode, Mr. Burns is being harassed by the government for essentially hiring illegal employees.
Right.
And he actually
He has
says,
a duck.
That's right, yeah.
At they one point, they predicted though, this podcast.
They sure did. Yeah, Simpsons did it.
They're on it.
But at one point, this government agent says to Mr. Burns, he may have been Asian, but no. A government agent said to Mr. Burns about his illegal employees, and Mr. Burns responds with, "Hey, that Brazilian plane or Brazilian soccer team's plane crashed on my property." And Richie and I actually on the episode, where I'll have to correct this on Behind the Diddly, because we actually joked about how terrible of a joke that was, considering the whole, if you've never read or seen the movie Alive, where they actually had that happen and a team actually ended up having to eat each other, cannibalize themselves, literally.
Yeah, that's actually, that came out somewhere.
Yeah, that was
on Netflix. Is it on Netflix?
I believe it is available on. Well, there's an actual 90s movie. Yeah. But long story short, we didn't even catch it until, or I caught it after the fact. Once we've already cut, recorded, edited that one down, everything. When I was doing some research for this, I came across it, and that actually predated the soccer crash.
Really?
So in the episode that we just reviewed, he says the Brazilian soccer team's plane crash, and that actually happened before. A Brazilian soccer team's playing trash. I don't know if it was the same one, because that one was in like the 70s. But
and they write the episodes in advance too,
right,
so like, that puts even more time in between.
A different Brazilian soccer team's plane crashed essentially after Mr. Burns said that.
Wow. Oh,
that makes it a little more dark.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. That goes back to the life imitating art, imitating life in a cycle.
That's a good one, though.
I don't think anybody was trying to imitate anything
is
in
from the government.
Or the future.
Significantly. And
yeah.
Like, works for them, that way he can...
He kind of he has the writers write an episode about something small like that just to kind of put
to cover it up.
Well, yeah, pretty much.
If it happens, it's like, oh, it's
funny.
That's
how the government gets away with it. Yeah, they're like, yeah, okay, well, just throw it in this episode and just draw it in, because if it happens, like you said, they're like,
well, diddly, oh well.
Oh, well, everybody will just say, oh, Simpsons did it.
Oh, Trump
or it's
won.
Just a conspiracy.
Oh well.
And then they'll all be nuts, even though we're really doing it.
How many episodes of The Simpsons are there?
660
so. As of this recording, there's over 600.
They're on real close to 670.
Season
yeah.
29 is currently airing.
Yeah. Okay, so here's one of these dumb ones.
I think it's 29.
Yeah, I think so.
I thought it was 28.
We're,
but I'm,
we're close.
You're 28, you wish.
So, season 14, episode 2, How I Spent My Strummer Vacation, aired in 2002. Mick Jagger and Keith Richards from Rolling Stones give Homer a jacket that says Guitar Hero. Guitar Hero the video game didn't come out until 2005.
That was
maybe
no
everybody,
jam.
Just, let's just chalk it up that everybody is a Simpsons fan and they just base everything off of that.
What
They're
about,
like,
what about this? Hold on. Season 8, episode 5.
DJ Hero came out.
Donkey Kong's bongo mix or whatever the hell I get. It's
Donkey Konga.
Bart the
boom, boom clap.
It's actually called Bart After Dark, which
Fun.
Oh, Simpsons did it.
Oh man.
They really did predict this podcast.
So they aired in 1996. This episode aired in 1996. An intercom system that Ned is using looks exactly like the first gen iPod that came out in 2001. So 5 years before. It looks exactly like it. I saw the picture. I don't remember the episode, but that's one. Do you got something else you want to bring up? We'll start skipping around.
I can hop off the Ned train here for a second for one of my favorite fan theories that's not really conspiracy, but I like the theory, is that, and the way it's presented online, is that Maude, Ned's wife, is actually a sociopath. And I really, really like this theory, because apparently every time Ned's life is in danger, whether it brings up the comet story or a bear attack, Maude has no regard for Ned's well-being. And in the episode where she dies, Ned's laying down in bed and her imprint's on the bed. Her imprint, which means she slept like this every night, is facing away from Ned. So there's like this huge group of people that think that like Maude secretly wanted to kill Ned the entire time they were married together, and that she never cares about his well-being. And it's really, really dark, but I like that idea.
We haven't really gotten into the Maude character a whole lot on our show, like she
except for
really
when she's taken it off.
Well, there's so one episode where she's kind of very sexy at a party that Homer was attracted to her, but even then she was more of a plot device than she was a character at that point.
Right.
She'll be developed a little bit more here throughout the next few seasons.
Yeah, she's developed into a ghost.
That's what I'm thinking, but too.
I'm really excited.
She could be with you right
now,
Satan.
That's true.
I'm not saying she's not.
But yeah, I think that'll be really interesting as we watch the episodes to kind of explore that theory, along with some of the ones that we already have going on. You know, like
Mole Men people want to rule Springfield.
That too. I was thinking like Magical Maggie, but
Oh yeah, explain the Magical Maggie thing real quick. Is this a Best Star and Diddley Review Show exclusive theory, or
technically yes?
Yeah, I think so.
Started on our show, but not by us.
It started on our show with a great friend of ours. He's a guest. He's been on. He's actually the only guest so far that's actually made an appearance in every season. We're gonna try to keep.
Where
the
are
streak
you at,
alive,
Toby
like
and Kristen and Rudy?
Keep the streak alive like the Undertaker did for a while. But when we were discussing two episodes, it was the Call of the Simpsons. And
whatever followed
that one, I think it was the Telltale Head, where they saw off Jebediah Springfield's head. But long story short, Andy came up with the concept, or at least started the idea that Maggie might be a Muggle-born witch. And as a huge Harry Potter fan, I immediately latched onto that. And Richie and I have had some debates because he thinks it's more of a Jedi thing. I think that either it's magic, honestly, regardless of what world you really put it into it. And since Andy said Muggle-born witch, and we already started that hashtag campaign, we might as well stick with it.
No, it's because it was Harry Potter, so Miles was like, oh!
Hashtag Muggle-born witch. But that actually...
And we have designs available now.
It's true, yeah. Those are available, much like the Secret Transmission merchandise that you can get at tpublic.com/secrettransmission, where you can get your happy little conspiracies t-shirt. You can also find Best Darn Diddley merchandise, including our logo of Magical Maggie, at tpublic.com/bestdarndiddly. But all it comes down to is there's many situations where Maggie is put into circumstances that really the only reasonable answer that she could have gotten out of them or gotten through whatever problem she encountered was through the use of magical abilities. One of our favorites to use as the example is when she was actually put into daycare.
A streetcar named Marge.
Yeah. She actually leads a revolt of the daycare where
it's the Great Escape parody.
Yeah. And she does some things in that that would only be possible with magical abilities, just flat out.
Or Jedi powers.
But that's also branched out into some cool stuff like Richie and I often talk about Unbreakable Homer. We often argue about Richie's theory of Beastmaster Bart, which I think is weak sauce, to be honest, but I'm open to seeing future episodes.
I like how anytime it's something that he likes, it's instantly like, Magical Maggie's the best idea ever, which I love the concept of magical / Jedi Master Maggie, but when it's something else where because it's not wrestling themed or Harry Potter themed, all of a sudden.
No, it has nothing to do with that. It has to do with lack of evidence, sir. You've not presented enough evidence
We talked about it on Throwdown Thursday.
We did, and I stand by my case.
So waited for your turn to talk.
So since we don't want to derail this podcast, make sure you go and check out our discussion on the, what was it, Throwdown Thursday podcast.
One of the two that we were on.
Yeah. For their conversation.
And yet somehow we are still best friends.
I know. I thought we were about to turn into a little therapy session for a second.
Podcasting is cheaper than therapy.
Yeah, right.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, what about, let's talk about Dead Bart. The infamous.
Speaking of weak sauce.
Yeah.
I don't even know this one.
Okay.
It's a creepypasta. Yeah. And creepypastas tend to be really weak theories, in my opinion. They're fun stories.
Why would you eat something that's creepy?
Absolutely no evidence behind them.
So basically the story is there's a lost episode, and what episode was it replaced with? I didn't write any of this down.
It's supposedly from season. Go ahead, please.
Supposedly the end of the first season. It's supposed to be like the last episode of the first season.
See, I actually saw that it was middle, and it was replaced by the episode Lisa's Sax, I believe it was.
Yeah,
with Leading Gums.
He said the first season, though. The last episode was the Babysitter Bandit. And,
right, but I'm saying it was in the middle of the first season.
Oh. It was somewhere in the first season. But so apparently Bart ends up dying.
Falls out of an airplane.
Falls out of an airplane.
For what reason?
I don't want to just like cut through this too quickly, but at the end of the day, this one is entirely put together from other clips of other episodes. The most famous image is Bart laying with X's over his eyes, and that's actually taken from the episode where Bart gets a big brother because Homer forgets to pick him up from soccer
Pepsi.
Practice, and he's got this fantasy sequence.
Where he's got a dead skull, but his head still has spikes on its head
with
his skull.
Yeah, and that's the most popular image used.
Like, they use clips from, what's the one where Lisa makes the muffins and... Like
Bart the General?
Yeah, is that
where he has to fight Nelson?
There's clips from that. Yeah.
They purposely put grainy like static over it to make it look like, you know, it's really lost.
But in this video they claim that like there's a post-apocalyptic Springfield because of Bart dying for whatever reason, and the Simpsons family's sad, and it's
completely against the idea and the feeling of every episode of The Simpsons.
Yeah. Oh, well, and then there's a story about the guy who found out about it and went up to Matt Groening and asked, you know, hey, what about this lost episode? And apparently he shook and he wrote down a website and he said, never talk about this again. And he got his car.
But
and
he
left.
Gave him the website.
Yeah. And then.
Because that makes sense.
That then, sounds exactly like Matt, too.
Well, that sounds on. Like that really shitty movie, Fear.com, that came out in like 2000.
I hope Matt actually did that and like put down a website with something really fake on it just to like keep The Simpsons in the news.
So this is how this lost episode became to where it was on DVD. So this guy goes to the website. And he downloads the video. It takes him to
is
like
it the
a
ring. Please take the ring.
It's kind of like a GeoCities website, like the black with the white black background, white text. And he downloads it and he burns it to a DVD. But as soon as he burns it to a DVD, his computer catches on fire. So
the Simpsons are part of Satan. If only there was somebody we could talk to about that.
Any idea inside on that, Satan?
I don't know what you're talking
about. I
hate
you guys. I hate you so much for bringing him into the fold.
Hey, don't.
We're going to have so much fun on After Dark.
Oh, I know.
Stop saying that. We're not going to have any fun ever again.
I'm so excited.
No, we are.
I'm so excited to talk to Satan.
Nobody's listening to you now. We're talking
honestly,
about the
you guys
dark.
Don't even need to be here. I can just talk to Satan for a good hour.
And your penis?
We'll have some talks. Yeah.
There's a lot more.
We should make it a YouTube thing. We'll get more views.
There's a lot more ground to stand on with the Homer died in the first clip show theory than there is with that, which I actually kind of like the Homer's been in a coma the entire time. The first clip show, The Simpsons, which that was like, what, season four?
Yeah, right.
I know y'all just recently.
It wasn't that long ago. Yeah,
I think it was season four where Bart plays a terrible prank on Homer and the beer can explodes and Homer has to go into the hospital. Well, there's a theory saying that Homer's actually been in a coma ever since that point. So that everything that's happened after that isn't really real.
A lot of that theory stems from the fact that right after that, for one, it was towards the end of season four. So that was the end of the Al Jean and Mike Reese era. And season five starts the David Merkin era. But there was also a tonal shift in the more surreal elements of the show. But if you look on the Wikipedia page, David Merkin is known for his surreal and dark style. So in a lot of ways that makes sense.
It's been really great.
It's been really, really
good. We've been
really
enjoying David Merkin.
But to some extent, that's what the whole theory stems on, is that because after that point in the show, things get a little bit more unrealistic, essentially. Yeah. Like some of they start traveling more. They go on adventures. They have things occur that wouldn't happen to your average family.
They actually make an itchy and scratchy land for some reason.
Yeah, all that good stuff.
Can we hashtag Merkin on BDD right now?
Yeah, yeah. We're trying to get people to hit at David Merkin on Twitter to get him to come on our show and talk about some episodes. So do that if you don't have anything else going on.
If Satan's legions can go out there and do some work for us, that'd be
do it, my minions. Do it.
You know, along
all,
with
all
the
five of his minions,
which is
that's
probably
more
the,
than you've got.
Hey, I'll take
the three
it,
of us in here. Plus two more, because you don't count Rudy.
Yeah. You know, another theory from one we did not too long ago, actually, right off the very first episode of this season, was Homer's Barbershop Quartet, and I also really love this idea that. The reason that the Simpsons are able to go on all of these crazy vacations and have all these zany adventures like we were just discussing is because Homer is still receiving royalties from his time with the B-Sharps.
Oh, that would make
a lot
of sense.
That's a great one.
I like that.
Yeah,
I think they should. I almost feel like they should cash in on that because that's
would be cool, right?
Just a small callback, because they don't really call back too much.
You know, the ultimate callback for The Simpsons, I've said this on our show, but I really love the idea. And a lot of people ask, what would be the best way to end the series if they ever do decide to put it to a stop? Which, I mean, for me, for what it's worth, I hope The Simpsons lives forever. I really do. That's fine. But in the event that they do at some point decide to call it quits, I think the absolute best way that they could do so is during the last episode, it has the family all getting ready to go to the Christmas pageant that opened the series in episode one. The Simpsons roasting on an open fire. I think that would be a really fun thing that also goes into another fan theory I've got written out, which is the Tesseract theory, which suggests that the Simpsons universe actually exists in a Tesseract, which is a theory that exists outside of time and space, mm-hmm. which would explain the timeline not making any sense and how the location of the Simpsons seems to change to fit the needs of the
episode.
Right,
like if they need to be beside some water for something, or they need to be by mountains.
Well, just the last episode they did, they end up in the fucking ocean. Or that was Boy Scouts in the Hood. That was two episodes again we recorded.
Yeah, if they're supposed to be in Oregon or whatever, Washington, they end up off the coast of Florida.
Right.
Krusty Burger.
You know, I don't know if this is anything, but you know, they've never showed Snowball 2, or Snowball 1. I think they did in a recent episode.
Interesting.
That recent episode, me and Kristen were talking about it off air, where if you go back just a couple of weeks of listening to this episode, you'll see the episode where Lisa has another flash forward in her life to where she...
Call forward.
Yeah, whatever. but they show like flashbacks of Lisa with a white Snowball.
Interesting.
Is she younger than she is?
Yeah, she's younger. And it's a white cat that looks exactly like black Snowball, but it's white. So I'm assuming that Snowball won, and it just didn't get referenced or anything.
That'd be a cool little like Easter egg to
yeah.
put on.
So
what do you think, Kristen? Yeah, what does Kristen think on this subject?
Kristen just ran out of the room again. She's never been called out on this kind of stuff. This is amazing.
We're those type of assholes.
So you knew what you got when you invited us.
We came on the Secret Transmission podcast.
Came all over the Secret Transmission.
All over this place. Can we talk about the Illuminati?
Yeah, let's go for it.
That would
We like the
only
Illuminati.
Only in Stonecutter form.
I like the Illuminati. I am the Illuminati.
Hell yeah. So
you're on my dollar bill?
I thought that was Mr. Burns.
It says, in God we trust, but we really know it's me.
It's Mr. Burns' eye and Mr. Burns' pyramid.
Excellent.
So that's actually, this is going on
Release
to
the hounds, I hear them.
This is going into that third page and beyond levels of Google searching where you get the real crazies. But there is a little bit of interesting information. Most of it's just honestly batshit. But something you guys talked about recently was CERN.
Yep.
And the Simpsons actually had some supposed propaganda in some earlier episodes that the idea is it's trying to condition people to be comfortable. It's essentially trying to condition the public to be comfortable with what the government is actually really doing. And actually, same thing with 9/11. September 11th was...
Simpsons did it?
Oh, yeah.
Kind of.
Isn't there like a poster?
It's a magazine.
Yeah, and it's like $9 trip to New York, and it's a $9, and then the Twin Towers up the 11.
That's right.
And it's an episode where they actually visit New York, and they
actually
end up...
the bathroom in both towers.
Yeah, exactly. And at the end of the episode, they're in the parking lot of the World Trade Center. There are some that believe that these events occurred so that when they happened in real life, it would... be preconditioning people to be able to accept them. And then, of course, we've talked briefly on this, but this is taking it down the rabbit hole quite a bit deeper. But there are some groups, most of them tend to be of a very, very strict Christian, or really beyond strict, just like the deep sect of the Christian faith, that believe that the Simpsons are actually a tool of the devil.
Of me?
Of you. But some actually believe he's a tool. The Simpsons specifically are a tool for Satan to essentially...
They are.
Yeah, so that you can get your grips. Simpsons Satan.
Say, I am evil Homer over and over again.
I am evil Homer.
But yeah, so the whole concept is because it's a friendly, outgoing cartoon, everything looks real innocent, and they're able to slip in these darker messages that indoctrinate the youth to be little Satan minions, I suppose.
Like, when you don't go to church, you end up living a terrible life, and then Flanders talks Homer into going back to church. They don't like that kind of message as Christians, do they?
Exactly. and going back to the Illuminati, some of the darker sides of that believe it's a... it's actually a conspiracy by the Illuminati. They are actually the ones that put this in place for Satan, or to support Satan.
For me?
For you. and again, all of this is, again, for... At the end of the day, most of this stuff comes from conditioning the public so that they're more susceptible to being manipulated in the future.
No modern structure of business or ethics or anything ever conditions people to believe certain things that aren't actually true. That's never happened before, which I forgot to point out in Homer the Heretic. They play that into the Homer's been in a coma the entire time because God actually tells Homer when Homer's like, tell me the meaning of life. And he's like, you can't wait until you're dead. And he's like, no, I can't. You can't wait six months. And then that clip show episode was actually 6 months after Homer the Heretic.
Almost to the day, actually.
So that's why people think that maybe he actually is in a coma since that episode.
Ooh.
That's like the most important fart.
That's the most important part of that whole topic.
That's the most important fart of that entire topic. And if you forgot to bring it up, I apologize.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
You have anything else on it? I mean...
Hail Satan.
I think there's a lot of bullshit predictions. We can all agree on that.
Yeah.
One I saw was something about Homer swinging from a wrecking ball before Miley Cyrus did the wrecking ball.
Or Hulk Hogan.
He did that in the movie.
I'll ask a question. I'd love to hear from everyone. If you had to pick one of like the future predictions, what do you think is the most credible? The one that makes you scratch your head the most?
Trump.
Okay.
Well,
that's a good answer.
They did predict it.
And the fact that the first female president would be in 2020, or straight female president would be in 2020. And honestly, after Trump, we don't know what's going to happen next. Hillary might have a good following, or maybe somebody else will pop up that's more
important. Are you predicting a prediction?
But that would
yeah,
assume...
Yeah, because you got to think, like, feminism, like, is just outrageous.
When they say the first straight female president, we're under the assumption that there's already been a gay president, whether it's male or female, right?
It's just you have to be specific.
Well, here's the thing, though, but you got to think probably running next to that straight president will be someone who's gay.
Or transgender or something else going on.
Yeah, someone. I mean,
but if they predicted the first female president
and the straight one will win,
happens, like that means they hit it on the actual year that it happens.
Right.
That'd be interesting.
That would be very interesting.
I think that'll be more impressive than the fact that they predicted Trump.
Honestly, if I was a female, I would run under the Simpsons thing. Like, they predicted it, so why not make it happen?
And that's how they're going to win,
Lisa
too.
In this situation.
I have to say, probably for me, it's actually the three-eyed fish, just because I think that... I don't even remember if we brought that one up when we were going through it all. So, long story short, everyone knows the famous three-eyed fish, Blinky, from the Simpsons. And in real life, I believe it was near Rio de Janeiro, is that right, in Brazil? It was somewhere, not in the United States, I believe, but even if it was...
Call.
It was somewhere near a nuclear power plant. Of
course. Nuclear!
And this fish, it wasn't orange, to be fair, but it legit was a
Did
species
you say orange?
That was supposed to have only two eyes,
and it did
in fact have three eyes.
That's crazy.
It's pretty nuts.
I don't think that's predicting as much as just terrible human beings being terrible.
It's funny, though, that, I mean, they not only predicted that there would be genetic mutations from these waste from these facilities, but they specifically predicted that it would be a third eye.
That's the only thing we know about is the fish, though. What else did they create?
Well, they did the tomato thing.
Tomaco.
But that person only made that because it was on The Simpsons.
Right.
Blinky.
He admitted it.
Oh, y'all are talking about
that's where he got the idea.
The tomaco. Yeah, the tomato-tobacco hybrid. I'm talking about
the most addictive
the tomatoes
tomato you'll ever have.
That, or the fruit and shit that grew beside the nuclear power plant.
You guys
saw the misshapen fruit in Japan.
Yeah. I got one more, though, since we've been talking about Trump quite a bit in this one. The NSA is on us, so be careful what you say.
He's firing everybody in charge, so I guess it doesn't really matter what we say.
In February 2017, a picture of a Simpsons-like picture of Donald Trump started circulating on social media, and he was in a coffin. Have y'all seen this? And apparently this originated on 4chan and is not a real image from any Simpsons episode. So a lot of this stuff that you see posted on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, wherever the hell you get your news and whatnot, this is all going to be BS for the most part.
The internet lies?
I know.
Shocking.
It's unreal.
You read?
No, there's no.
I lie too.
You're the Lord of Lies.
I am the Father of Lies.
Oh, shut up.
I'd rather be the Lord than the Father of something.
I really like
that book, Lord of the Flies.
I don't.
That's a good movie. I liked it when Piggy got hurt.
You sick bastard.
Is that the name of the character, Piggy?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's all I got. Are we saying that this is
Darby
coincidence?
I'm saying that The Simpsons is a fantastic show, and yes, through... coincidence, they've maybe
no such
gotten close to a couple of things.
Illuminati interference.
overall, the message of this podcast is be careful believing what you read on the internet.
Uh-huh. I would really like to take a look at, like, South Park now and see, like, what they have kind of hit on the head.
They've got a little more leeway now, though, because they... Or a little less leeway now, because they take 6 days before they air a new episode.
Right.
So.
Yeah, I guess that's a good point.
They reflect on something that just currently happened.
I just would like to take a look at something that's a satirical look at stuff and... Something that's long running. That
maybe
you can,
a Futurama would be a interesting
maybe.
Choice,
yeah,
but they're in
the
future, so how can they predict something when it's already happened?
Well, that would be. Wow. I don't know.
But you know what? They can. I think there's enough jokes in Futurama where they talk about things happening back in our time, where it's like this caused blah 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 to happen.
We littered too much, so right. New York had to get rid of the garbage.
Maybe one day in the future we'll have you guys come back and we'll do like a we'll try to find another long running show that might have. Had some predictions and stuff.
We also got to do the live recording from a supposedly haunted building. As a skeptic, that really calls out to me.
See, we're so...
Okay, you ready? Hold on. I got my little thing.
That's only like half an hour after.
I did mine like 25
minutes
ago.
She's on live. I'm playing it.
I just set up an account. I didn't actually start playing. I wasn't going to do that live.
My Simpsons account is Chris, KRIS10DUHH. And
Chris
guess what level I'm on.
78.
69. 57. You can tell us, or are you just...
Yeah, you just...
80.
Are you waiting for Satan to guess?
I was like, whoever's the closest without going over gets control of your account.
80.
That is mine.
But yeah,
level 8.
hopefully we'll get you guys on more since
we
all live pretty damn close, which is a weird coincidence, which we'll talk about on the After Dark, I think, here in a minute.
Coincidence?
Yeah, we don't believe in that word.
No, we
well,
don't.
It's a cool story how we all kind of met, so I want to talk about that on the next
Twitter.
Episode. Basically.
Spoiler
alert.
But I still think it's really funny, but we'll talk about it if you want to hear the origin of our meeting.
Ooh, origin
Ooh.
Story.
Yeah.
Those don't go well in movie form, but podcast form, we should be fine.
Hey, did you guys hear the fan theory that the Simpsons characters are actually all smart?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
We actually talked about
that.
Yeah,
that's when we talked about
it
on that Throwdown Thursday podcast.
I think that one's actually a really fun theory. Yeah.
Oh,
especially since it's proven that Homer is actually smart at one point.
That all the characters are really smart. They just
choose to be dumb. Well, he figured out the God particle.
Well, in the
Crown's
brain.
But yeah, they basically the theory there is that they all see how miserable Lisa is, and she's the only one that actually embraces being smart. So they're like, "Fuck it, we'll just be dumb but happy."
Oh, and that's funny.
And we always talk about how Maggie is the smartest Simpson easily, and also we talk about we talked with Carolyn Omine, where they say Lisa actually isn't necessarily
Simpsons writer and producer. Carolyn
Emmy winning
Simpsons writer and producer.
Ooh, look how fancy they are! Got Emmy winning. Yes,
fancy schmancy.
Yeah, rip that off. But she actually talks about how Lisa isn't necessarily smart, even though she does have smartness to her, but that she is the only one that is able to reflect on what's going on or reflect on society. And they use her as like the audience's viewpoint, basically. So that's why she's always the one upset
miserable.
Over certain
yeah.
things, which that made me feel for, because I usually don't feel for Lisa, but that made me feel for her a lot more. Like when you look at her through those eyes, it's a lot more entertaining to watch her.
Right.
Yeah, it makes you look at her in a whole different lens. And we've commonly said in the past that Lisa and Marge episodes are usually not as entertaining to us, or at least we don't have as high of memories of them a
Except
lot of
for
times.
Summer 4'2".
But I think both of us, to some extent, are experiencing those episodes specifically with a completely different perspective. And I don't necessarily think that they're becoming our favorite episodes, but I think a lot of those episodes we appreciate a lot more,
there's a lot more
as adults than we ever did as kids.
Hmm. Well, do we want to wrap this one up? And
man, this is great, man. Thank you guys
so
much for having
us on. Can I tag myself on Tapped Out real quick?
Yeah, no, I want y'all to plug everything. If you've got... Well, first, let us promote something. CryptidCrate.com. Go to CryptidCrate.com and type in the promo code...
SecretPod?
SecretPod for 10% off.
It's a secret.
And this is a great...
You have to decode the secret code to get your discount.
This is a great subscription for anyone that's a fan of the paranormal or cryptozoology. So...
Are we going to get drunk and make an unboxing video tonight?
Oh, yeah. There might be a drunk unboxing video. This will be in the future. So if you've watched this in the past, you know what we're talking about. So CryptoCrate.com, SecretPod for the promo code, save 10%. Do y'all have anything that y'all want to
Oh, we already talked about TeePublic. We do also have a sponsor with popthreads.com where they have not only awesome Simpson shirts, wrestling shirts, basically anything in the pop culture world.
You can get a ho ho ho, I have a machine gun shirt.
You sure as hell can. You can get all sorts of cool stuff. And if you use our discount code Simpsons at checkout, not only do you save 15%, but, you know, we get a couple of ducats thrown our way, and that's always cool.
Did you say duck?
Ducat.
So,
back to work, Stanley.
And what's your show called again? Plug your all your socials and stuff.
Well, we are the Best Darn Diddly Review Show. Pretty much everything is at Best Darn Diddly. That's Twitter, Instagram.
D-I-D-D-L-Y.
That's damn right. For me, I'm Mr. Most Days Off. Again, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, all of that good stuff. And you can keep up with everything from our show at bestdarndiddly.com. And of course, you want to follow the Wiz Kid over there too.
I'm at the Wiz underscore kid 23 on Twitter. If you want to follow me on Tapped Out, when I get on there, I am The Wiz Kid. The first I, which is in Wiz, is a 1. Because somebody already took the Wiz Kid like a jackass that they are. And I hope their account dies forever.
Sorry about that.
You're supposed to be helping me out here. I thought we were pals.
Can't you smite some people?
That name.
It's just one person. He only has one.
It's my account. I'm not a smite myself.
Oh, dude, add me. And again, it was Mr. Most Days Off. No O in the most.
I got you, bro.
But it's Satan. Satan's a dick like that.
He probably won't even visit my
first
town.
First he's an asshole, now he's a dick. Can't you get your shit together?
I'm both.
Kristen, you want to plug yours one more time?
Chris, no, I got it. If
you okay. Do you want to plug y'all's Twitter accounts and whatnot, Kristen?
No.
No, not
do it.
You're not at
do
Matt
it.
No, because you put me on everything that's on yours anyway, so people figure it out.
100% committed to this podcast, ladies and gentlemen.
Rudy,
she just wants to make you work.
Sure,
for
my
it.
My Twitter is there is none.
You're a liar.
There is.
He
has deleted it.
You did not delete
5555 Central Perk Avenue.
I don't have them on. I don't have any social media anymore. I got rid of
them. Oh, is it?
But follow his penis pics on Snapchat.
The devil was always on his ass about shit, so he deleted
it. I've been sending you cat gifts for the last 3 weeks.
And I haven't seen
you are the devil.
I was wondering why you hadn't replied yet.
That's why.
Okay. Mine's at Madame Von Doom.
There you go.
Yay!
All the hate mail goes to her.
Yep. And pictures
that's why
of
I didn't
guys and thongs.
Put it on there.
Guys and thongs. She likes pictures of
yep.
guys and thongs. Okay, well,
they don't we're just a bunch of crazy guys and thongs.
They don't even have to be attractive.
All right.
I'm going to check it anyway.
Let's all get out of here. We'll say adios. Goodbye, everyone.
Ciao.
Be Romulan to each other.
We'd like to thank our guest, Miles and Richie, of the Best Darn Diddly Review Show, for coming down and hanging out with us in studio and talking Simpsons. So make sure you go listen to them, like them, subscribe to them, do all the things that they said earlier. But for us, make sure you are subscribed, and make sure you leave us a review. Our show is available on Stitcher, Google Play, Satchel, TuneIn Radio, and a ton of other podcasting apps. Just search for Secret Transmission Podcast. We are proud members of the Dark Myth Collective. You can find a bunch of great podcasts on darkmyths.org. So go check out some of those elite podcasts, because all of them are great. You can't go wrong with picking one. So go pick one. Go try one out. Do it. But after this, you can follow us on Twitter and Instagram for all kinds of updates at Secret Transpod. You can send us an email at secrettransmission@hotmail.com. We have a Facebook page, so please go like that. We do have a Patreon, and we'd love it if you donate to us. And we have a TeePublic page to where you can order t-shirts that we design and has our logo on it. And some don't have our logo on it. But every shirt that you buy helps support the show. Plus, you look really good wearing it. We also have a voicemail number. It's 304-602-7444. And you can leave us a voicemail about a show suggestion or a comment about a topic that we've covered. Or you can just call and say hi or wish someone a happy birthday. We have a couple of voicemails. So let's get to those.
Hey guys, it's your friend Shaman Rob. I am calling once again from the bathroom, most likely because I Mandela'd too hard, as you can tell. Yeah, I got one question. What is up with the doily penis? I gotta know. What's up with the doily penis? Because that's a conspiracy right there, because I've never seen a candy cane that had an end like that before. So you gotta get back to me. Get back to your pal, Shaman Ra. Tell me, what is up with this doily penis?
Well, thank you, Shaman Rob, for calling in about the penis ornament that Kristen purchased and is on our tree. It is supposed to be a candy cane, and if you go check our Instagram, you will know exactly what we're talking about. It looks like a male member instead of a candy cane. Just go check out our Instagram, and you'll see the candy cane that hangs from our... that dangles, that resides on our tree. Anyways, thank you, Shaman Rob. And don't forget, Shaman Rob has a show coming out in January. It is going to be called Our Strange Skies. So what you need to do is get on your phones, whatever you listen to, look for Our Strange Skies, make sure it's available, and go ahead and subscribe to it, because I think it's going to be pretty good. I'm excited about it. But anyways, let's wrap this baby up. Next week was supposed to be our After Dark episode that we recorded after this, but we wanted to slide in a holiday special, but we're going to do it a little bit late. It's going to be after Christmas, obviously. So we didn't want to be too grim during the holidays, so we're going to wait just a few days after the holidays. So next week is going to be our holiday special, and then you'll get to hear the infamous After Dark episode. Something special happens in that one, but you're going to have to wait 2 weeks for that. So you'll get to hear the Best Darn Diddly again in 2 weeks. So until next time, we hope you come back and listen to us try to explain the unexplainable.
You sound better?
No. You sound very far away.
You sound very far away.
Doesn't he? Doesn't he sound like he's...
Well, Satan, you're sounding very, like, anti-confrontational right now, so I feel like I can kick your ass at the moment. So if you want to step up to me, then we'll talk. But when you're that far away, I feel cocky. Bend
deal.
Over, Satan.
Here's the deal. There's so many fucking people in this room. I'm actually in the next room.
It's too crowded.
Yeah.
That sounds like a satanic problem to me.
It is.
Why don't you 666 your way right into here?
I'll 669 my way in there.
Dang.
I don't know if that even means anything.
Satan is horrible at comebacks, just so you know.
He might get a little comeback later.
He has all the
weight
of Toby.
Hey. How did this turn against me? Okay.
It's going to be like having three... That. Toby's going to be like having three Rudies in the room.
I know.
So used to it, bud.
I really feel like that. Okay, so let's...
What?
Check.
There you are.
Check. Rah rah.
I'm
ooh,
hearing
rah,
that now.
Rah rah. Ooh, rah rah.
Keep talking.
My poker face. My poker face.
There's something wrong. I think
it's on.
It's staticky.
It's on. Oh, it's because he had his hand on the bottom part.
Check 1 2 1 2. Check there check check
there
check.
There
everyone
check,
can hear him.
Yeah.
Damn it! We almost had Miles muted for two shows.
Unless you plug up into that amplifier, I can't make you go up any louder. Do you want
just be louder?
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
I love you.
I love you too.
Aww.
Prove it.
Do you want to see my penis?
Yes. Oh, was that?
Do you want to see my penis?
Yes.
Or Saddam's?
It's not as impressive as he makes it out to be.
Is it as red as I'm envisioning?
It's
yes.
Super red.
It's actually green.
Okay. Gab! Hush! What did she say?
He escaped.
Oh.
Does that mean he like ran down the street
escape
naked?
Escape quietly!
Friday.
He could escape
Friday
this escape
point.
Oh.
Okay.
Woo!
We have to do that a lot, like quiet everyone down to shut him up.
Yeah, Emily, be quiet! Miles said that.
Don't be saying goodbye, Roger.